Today, good morning, YouTube. Today is October the 14th, 2019. We read in Romans 14:9, Christ both died and rose and revived that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. Good morning, Steve Atkins. Welcome aboard. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. Isaiah 53:10-11. For he shall bear their iniquities. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Luke 24:26 and 2 Corinthians 5:14-15. Acts 2:36. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, by whom do believe in God. 1 Peter 1:20-21. The atonement is a marvelous subject to contemplate on. The atonement, reconciling sinners to God by the death of his son. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes we are healed. Jesus Christ came to this earth for a primary purpose, and that was to save his people from their sins, and he did it. We don't trust in our own righteousness. We don't trust in our own works. We are justified by the faith of Christ through his blood, and we receive forgiveness of sins. That's called imputed righteousness. Substitution. Jesus Christ was our sin bearer. He bore our sins on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. What can take away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. Excuse my cold. No other fount I know. There's an old school hymnal that says, I was an alien and death reigned within, sitting in darkness, walking in sin. But Christ eternal, my Lord did bestow. Jesus has washed me whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, that beautiful snow. Beautiful story, can it be so? Tell me again. As onward I go, Jesus has washed me whiter than snow. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We don't hear a lot of sermons anymore about the precious blood of Christ. His blood avails for all of his people. He was that perfect Lamb of God who took away the sin of his people. The world of his elect. Well, we've chosen in him before the foundation of the world. to be recipients of his grace. What is grace? Grace is the unmerited favor of God. While we were yet in our sins, Christ died for us. And many times we forget that Christ is the one who did all the work. He is the one who shed his precious blood on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. And on the cross he said, "It is finished." And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And we were made kings and priests unto God. And now we have access to the Holy of Holies through our advocate, our mediator, Jesus Christ. "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart." And God has given him a name which is greater than any name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." Many people are trying to climb up some other way, like it tells us in John 10. They're thieves and robbers. But there's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done by giving his chosen people his dear son. The perfect sacrifice to atone for their sins that knew no beginning and never will end. This eternal vital union gives comfort to the soul to know that our destiny our Savior controls. Given to him before the foundation of the world, this eternal adoption has just begun to unfurl. Lord, let your marvelous grace speak to my soul when the waves of trouble over me roll. May I always cry out, "Abba, Father," to you, knowing that forever I will be with you. We've been given the faith of Christ. It's not our faith. God's people have been given the faith of Christ. There's no greater gift we could have been given to know that he's died for us and secured for us a place in heaven. That his death gave us the imputed righteousness of Christ, this was his ultimate sacrifice. God the Father looks upon it and says it is finished and it never has to be replenished. Well, let the gospel be proclaimed far and wide. Jesus came, and for sinners he did die. His Father gave them to the Son. "It is finished," he cried, "the work it is done." Never again must a sacrifice be made. Christ was 3 days in the ground, but rose from that grave. Yes, he died, was buried, and rose for his people to save. They are no longer under the curse of sin, for the Holy Spirit has caused them to be born again. And when we falter and succumb to sin, Christ, our mediator, forgives us again. Thanks for saving us by your grace. Welcome aboard, Prince Aragula. God has always had his remnant. He's always had his people since the creation of the world. His purpose was redemption for them. That's why he sent his son. Sometimes it's hard to find them. They are scattered here and there. But when you find a like-minded believer, it's an answer to our prayers. We all need fellowship with those of like faith to share one another's burdens and them to our Heavenly Father take. Let's build one another up and not tear one another down, for when we do this, our Heavenly Father frowns. But he smiles and is delighted when we walk in the love of Christ. And having true fellowship with other believers is awfully nice. Well, I want to conclude today's little time of devotional with this thought. And I think it's applicable for all of God's elect. All the elect are like Peter. Peter denied his Lord three times and swore he never knew him. But Peter had been chosen before time began. Satan has desired to sift you and you will turn away. But I have prayed for you and you will be okay. Full of fear and anger, Peter denied he knew the Son of God. How many times have we denied him too? Satan has desired to sift us as well, but if Christ has prayed for us, we will never suffer hell. All we like sheep have gone astray, turning everyone to his own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So if the Father has given us to his Son, when asked by Christ, "Lovest thou me?" our answer can only be, "Because thou hast prayed for me." Our only hope is in the work of Christ, not because we have done anything nice. May the good Lord be with you this day, this Monday morning. May you have a good week. God bless.